United Nations Radio presents the UN Story.
And when I showed Señor Hugonet the wedding we peel I am weaving for you, Maria, he almost jumped out of his seat.
But when will I see it, Miguel?
On the day of the wedding. You know it is bad luck
but
for the
bride. When will the wedding take place? We have already seen two festivals go by.
When I make enough money as a weaver, Maria. I promise.
When the new pushes out the old, as it must when progress is made, the priceless art of ancient civilizations dies out. To preserve this culture is one of the responsibilities of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. In Guatemala today, UNESCO is facing the challenge of bringing together the old and the new, the ancient art of the Mayan weavers, and the productivity of modern industry. In this series of programs, United Nations Radio brings you the authentic transcribed account of the UN, a report of achievement, the UN story. Today, A Bride for Miguel, the story of a boy, a girl, and a loom.
Good morning, Juan Chapin. And what brings you to the marketplace so early?
Trade, Padre Antonio. If I must eat or light a candle in your church, I must sell my cloth.
May you have good fortune, then. Oh, by the way, Juan, I have heard no more about the coming marriage of your son to Maria.
Neither have I.
Miguel has not changed his mind, eh?
No, he's still in love with Maria. But, Padre...
Something is wrong?
Something is not right. Padre, you know my son.
Oh, a good weaver. A strong hand.
But a dreamer, Padre. All day long he sits at the loom and dreams. Weave, I tell him, weave, for he will soon take Maria as a wife. But his head is in the clouds.
A young man in love, Juan.
It is not Maria that puts him on the mountaintops, Padre. It is these designs. Look.
Ah, such beauty, Juan. I have not seen such a two-headed eagle woven in cloth since I was a boy. Miguel has the gift of a true weaver.
The curse, you mean?
Oh, come now.
It is a curse. When merchants call for a cloth, what does my son do? He sits in the sun and dreams. He waits for the design to strike into his soul like this bird here or this mountain.
They are beautiful.
But they take time to weave. You know that, Padre. 3 yards a day for each weaver or you starve.
It is the old story, then, eh?
It is the new story, the mills. Unless Miguel stops his foolishness with forgive me, Padre, this curse of the Indian ancestors, I will have to leave my adobe hut and work in the mills of Quetzaltenango for daily wages.
You, Juan Chapin, working in a mill? It will kill you.
So will hunger, unless my son stops dreaming. What am I to do, Padre? What am I to do?
Pray to God, Juan. He will help you somehow.
Yes, Padre, I will pray.
Hello, God. Did you have a nice day? I did not do too badly myself. 15 yards of cloth at 30 centavos a yard, that makes, let me see. God, you are good at sums. Figure it out for me, eh? But, God, I am troubled. You know my son Miguel? What am I to do with him? He needs a wife. There is Maria, young and beautiful. But how can he marry when he sits in front of the loom all day and dreams? I myself, with my twisted fingers, I can weave 3 yards of cloth a day. But Miguel, I 100 dreams and a half a yard. Maybe one. That's not good business, God. You must help me. You must... do you hear, God? Oh, excuse me, God. There is someone at the door.
All right, I'm coming. Seems every time I kneel down to pray...
Oh, good evening, Señor.
Forgive the intrusion. You are Juan Chapin?
A common man. Will you come into my poor adobe?
It is an honor.
We have finished supper, Señor.
But my son will bring you some hot atol.
Oh, you're very kind, but I've already...
Senor, senor, you do me honor.
Very well, Juan Chapin.
Miguel, Miguel! We have no woman in the house since my wife died. My son and I... Ah, Miguel.
Yes, father.
This is Senor...
Jean-Charles Hugonet. I am an industrial engineer. The United Nations has asked me to come to your country to help the weavers.
An industrial engineer? Think of that, Miguel. Hurry now, a bowl of hot atol for Senor Hugonet. And please be seated, senor. Ah. Now then.
Padre Antonio of San Pedro Zacatepeque says you are the best weaver in the district.
Oh, the good padre. He, you know, he always is...
And he says your son...
Miguel?
The padre said Miguel still weaves the ancient designs of the Mayan Indians. I should be most interested to see them.
Oh, the designs of a dreamer, senor.
They should not be lost, Juan.
Ah, Miguel, the atoll. It is a native dish, senor, prepared only for festivals.
My father, he made it himself.
Oh, it is tasty.
I am pleased, senor.
You could not do without this dish, Juan?
No more than I could without my hands.
Yes, this should not be lost either.
I do not understand, senor.
What he means, father, is that the atoll, like our Indian designs, should not vanish.
The weaver's art of Guatemala should be preserved, not only for yourselves, but for the world.
Senor Hugonet, you are a wise man from another country.
I am from France.
And I am only a poor Indian. But I have already learned, senor, that art does not fill the stomach, only the soul.
It can do both, Juan Chapin.
Even in the marketplace?
Especially in the marketplace. You are familiar with the Escuela Industrial here in San Pedro?
Miguel is, yes. He learned the weaver's trade there as a boy.
I will be honored then, Miguel, if you will meet me there tomorrow. I will need someone to help me look over the stock and the equipment.
You honor me, Senor Hugonet.
Ah, it is settled then. And now, Miguel, bring out your dreams for our visitor. The huipil you are weaving for Maria, your bride-to-be. If you ever make enough money to get married.
And when I showed Senor Hugonet the wedding huipil I am weaving for you, Maria, he almost jumped out of his seat.
But when will I see it, Miguel?
On the day of the wedding. You know it is bad luck
but
for
the... But when will the wedding take place? We have already seen two festivals go by.
When I make enough money, Maria, I promise.
You do not love me, Miguel.
What I think to breathe... Of course I do.
Then why do you not weave more cloth?
Maria, how many times must I tell
and
you...
And how much longer must I wait for your dreams to come true? Already I am 17 years old. Soon I will be an old woman.
Maria...
If you do not care...
But I
there
do.
There are others who do. Only yesterday, Jose Mantari said...
That butcher of the loom? Why, he couldn't make a design if he had a brush and paint.
But he can weave 4 yards a day.
4 yards of what? Cloth without a soul.
4 yards of 30 centavos a yard, enough to get married on.
Maria, look, I have to meet Senor Hugonet in a few minutes.
You do not love me anymore.
Oh, I have to meet him at the escuela, understand? A business appointment.
Business? Go to your appointment then, but if I am not
all
here...
All right. God should have made women as sensible as looms, that's all I have to say.
¥1,400 of red cotton, ¥700 white, ¥800 yellow. Are you writing this down, Miguel?
Yes, Senor Hugonet. ¥800 yellow.
Good. Now let us take a look at the looms, Miguel. They're in pretty bad shape, aren't they? Nevertheless, they... Hello, what's this?
What, Senor?
There in the corner... Hidden behind all these packing crates.
Oh, I do not know, senor. I have never before seen it.
It is a jacquard.
A what, senor?
A jacquard.
Well, is that bad?
It is a wonder, Miguel. Let me explain. A jacquard, my boy, is a loom attachment invented by a Frenchman some 150 years ago. Here. I wonder if this old machine can still work. Seems to be in fair shape, a little rusty. Jacquard in San Pedro, of all places. There. Now, you see the principle, Miguel? This attachment works the warp threads automatically to form the design. And all the weaver has to do is throw the shuttle with the hand, like so. The foot is free, the other hand is free, and the design... see, Miguel? It is first punched out on a sheet of paper and then fed into the loom like a player piano.
A player piano? Maria has one in her father's house.
This jacquard, Miguel, when it was first introduced in France, it caused a riot. The silk weavers of Lyon burned the jacquard in public and ran the inventor out of town.
But why?
Because one machine could do the work of 100 weavers.
And it feeds the design into the warp's threads?
Automatically.
Any design I can dream up?
Any design. Just as long as you punch it out on paper like a sheet of music for a player piano.
Just like a player piano. So you see, Maria, this jacquard, it works just like this player piano.
So? Will it bring the wedding date closer?
Maria, be practical.
And as for being practical, Miguel, let me ask you this. How much does it cost? Can a poor weaver like yourself afford such a machine?
But 1,000 quetzales, Señor Huonet. That is a great deal of money.
$1,000 in American currency, Miguel.
It is impossible. Who has 1,000 quetzales? We will have to work our foot machines in the old way. Unless...
We were to make a cheaper jacquard.
But we have no parts, no steel.
But you have wood here, Miguel. Mahogany and cedar. The hardwood you use for your marimbas. Miguel, get me the very best carpenter in San Pedro. I am not called a bricoleur for nothing.
A what, senor?
A bricoleur, one who can dream up a machine out of whatever is at hand. So run and fetch me a carpenter, Miguel. I am about to dream up a jacquard loom made of wood. So you see, Miguel, this wooden jacquard works almost exactly like the one we found in the storeroom.
It is a miracle.
No, just a wooden jacquard, Juan. Oh, maybe not as fast as one made of steel, but it will do. And it's cheaper. The carpenter says he can make one of these for about 75 quetzales.
And how many yards of cloth will it turn out a day, senor? Three?
As much as my foot loom?
More.
Four?
Five? 6 yards a day?
With a good worker, yes. This national jacquard of Guatemala will do just that.
And with my own design?
With any design you can punch out on paper. Even the ancient designs of the Mayans.
Then I have my answer. I will see you later, Father.
Wait, where are you going, Miguel?
To see Maria. Then I must see Padre Antonio and set a date for the wedding.
Ah, so you see, Señor Ugone, I will still be a poor man.
How so, Juan Chapin?
I must buy one of these national jacquards as a wedding present for my son.
Today's UN story, A Bride for Miguel, is based on the introduction of the national jacquard into Guatemala by Jean-Charles Hugonet, the French industrial engineer now on the staff of UNESCO, one of the many individuals who work for and believe in the work of the United Nations. Today's UN story, A Bride for Miguel, was transcribed and produced by the international staff of United Nations Radio.